بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فكلا أخذنا بذنبه فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا ومنهم من أخذت الصيحة ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض ومنهم من أغرقنا وما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. وقال تعالى: واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليوشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عقابا منه ثم تدعونه فلا يستجاب لكم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Mere bhaiyo, right now as we sit here, crisis that we are faced with in this last few weeks, don't be very happy. Let's not be complacent and be satisfied that things are over. Nothing happened, alhamdulillah. That was a test run. It was a test run. We haven't seen the difficulties when the sharir people, the bad people, the mal'oon people, it's so easy for them to take the people of the one ethnic group and incite them against another group. They don't do it themselves. This is all that. It's all about that. Look at the effects of this. People have left our country. People with iman has left our country. Thousands have already gone. Some of the Jamaat Khanas that were abad, they have been closed down already. Yeah, in Durban. Bhai Zakaria was telling us more than one or two or three Jamaat Khanas. And they are also going to have to close other Jamaat Khanas where Allah's name used to be taken, where namazis used to be performed, Quran used to be performed. Those are closed. So we mustn't be complacent and fool ourselves that everything is over. No, it's not. Halat come, conditions come because of our actions. If our actions and our doings are in accordance with how Allah wants us to be and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to be, Allah will bring favorable conditions. And if our actions are not like that, it's not in line with deen and the teachings of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we mustn't expect good conditions to come. Everything depends on me. Every person must say, me. How are my actions? What am I doing? We fulfill the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, stay away from haram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, rahmat will come down. And alhamdulillah, in this country, Allah has given us ni'mat. There isn't a country like this in the whole world. As far as ni'mat are concerned, bounties are concerned, Allah's ni'mat are concerned, there isn't a country like this in the whole world. Go wherever you want to. Alhamdulillah. Two times we went to the United States, two times we went to West Australia. One sahabi is Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and one, some muhajirin sahabi came to me and said to them, aren't we the muhajirin and very, very poor and down and out? So, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him, do you have a house where you return in the house at home at night? He said, yes. Do you have a wife that waits for you? He said, yes. Not only the wife is waiting for me, I also have a worker working for me. He said, then you are not a poor person. You are a king. Only in this country we can afford 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5 workers in our houses, my brothers. In Australia, in England, in those places, in America, in a first world country, you can't afford. We are living here in luxuries, my brothers. The more luxuries Allah gives us, the more it becomes our bounden duty to fulfill the commands of Allah, to stay away from haram, and also get others to do the same thing, and to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previous ummats were all destroyed because, not only because of shirk, or rejecting the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, because of their gunas and sins as well. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ Allah Ta'ala says, all of them, we caught them, we gripped them, because of their sins. The greatest sin was shirk. فَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا حَاسِبًا From amongst them, there was that nation on whom we stand down stones and rocks, and we buried them under the stones and rocks. The people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Same thing is happening, worse than that is happening. LGBT and all these things. And these things are in our homes. People don't think nothing about these things. It can happen. 2, 3, 4 earthquakes, earth tremors have already been witnessed and seen by us here in this country. There were earth tremors here in this country. In the last 7, 8 years. 3, 4 years ago we were in Marlborough. Early in the morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, the earth is shaking. So, we mustn't be complicit and fool ourselves. That's why Allah has sent us here, my brothers, to this country. We are not from this country. Because we are also foreigners. Everybody is foreigners. There is a purpose why Allah, not to come and make money and big, beautiful houses and beautiful cars. As if the houses that we build, as if we are going to live here forever and forever. The previous women had the same evils in their societies, and Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. فَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا حَاسِبًا وَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُ الصَّيْحَةِ From amongst them there is that nation that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed them by just one shout, one scream, one cry. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam's nation, Samud. وَمِنُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ From amongst them there was that, those people whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sunk into the earth, Qarun. They were so rich, so wealthy, my brothers. And so much money, so much gold, silver, that he had a special army just to carry his keys, the keys to his treasures. Pride, arrogance. مَهَرَجِهُ كُوِنِي مَلْدِهِ It's nobody like me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sank him into the earth in the presence of all the people. وَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا From amongst them, there are those whom Allah ta'ala says we caused to drown. We drowned them. Fir'aun and his army drowned. Powerful. More powerful than anybody and anything yet today in these times. Allah ta'ala drowned them. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's people, Allah ta'ala drowned them. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ It is not for Allah to have made zulm on them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ They themselves made zulm on themselves. Complacency, my brothers. It's not going to happen to me. Already we seeing these things are happening. It's written on the walls. We can still save ourselves. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاسِرًا Be afraid of that fitna, that azab of Allah Ta'ala. That is not going to only affect who? Those who are guilty. In particular, when that azab comes, it comes to everybody. We can be reading all our namazes. We can be reading all. We can be going 3, 3, 4, 4 times, 5, 5 times for hajj, for umrah. And we can be reading a whole night tahajjud also. When it comes, it takes everybody, my brothers. That is why the work of da'wah and tabligh is so... It's not a choice anymore. It's my need. Every person must think it's my need. Meri zarurat hai ye. Amir Sahab Dada Bhai, Rahmatullah Allah Ta'ala give him jannat. One occasion, we were with him, alhamdulillah. In a ladies' jamaat, and when we were parking, I said, Mr. Jazakallah for being with me, with us. He said, Mawli sir, he used to speak like this, with love and muhabbat. What are you saying? It's my need. Whole life he gave, mashallah. It's my need. See how people gave their whole lives for the sake of deen. To save me and you, to save the ummah from all this crisis. All these things that we are faced with. So, my brothers, very, very important. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen. Through this deen, another thing is, we have got this mindset. Well, we've got a lot of Darul Ulooms here in South Africa. We've got a lot of Darul Ulooms. We've got a lot of madrasas. We've got a lot of maktabs. We've got a lot of masjids. The word of Dawat, the work of Dawat in Tabligh is carrying on. Is it carrying on the way it's supposed to be carrying on? No. Yesterday somebody was complaining to me. When they're coming back from 40 days, the next morning they are not in namaz. They're not in namaz. So what was it 40 days and 4 months for? The quality is not there. Alhamdulillah, that little also they're going out. It's a very great thing. You mustn't discount it and say, no, it's nothing. It's also something. Better than not going. So, Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when anybody sees anything wrong happening, stop him with your hand, like how Nabi Karim, if you've got authority, your son, your child, your grandchild, doing something wrong, then you'll stop him. You'll take the thing away from him, like Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah Hussain, radiallahu anhu, were going to eat one kajur, which was of sadaqah. He said, kah, took it out of him. What I had. One person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him having a ring. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody is under Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's going to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He had authority. He took it out from his hand and he threw it away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that one of you wear a ring, which in reality is a fire from the fire of Jahannam. You're putting it on your hands, you threw it away. A person like that can do that. Somebody who's senior and the person wouldn't mind. And with a hand doesn't mean you must eat him or you must beat him, no? And if he cannot do that, what is tongue? Right? Ye galat hai, ye sahi nahi hai. We go, so many times we go in Jamaat. In the morning people want to wake up. They got their alarms on. And on the alarm there is music. Doesn't it worry us? It doesn't. We say, no, it's not my business. How can it not be my business? Muhammad Kesar in Chokha, by music is haram. So please change your tone, your ringing tone, your alarm tone. Change it. It's our duty, my brothers. And if he can't do that also, my brothers, then at least in his heart, he must stop it. How do you stop at your heart? Are you really concerned about what's happening? If we are really concerned about it, we will make dua to Allah with our hearts. Oh Allah, give him hidayat. If I can't tell him, I can't do it with my hands, I can't tell him also, he'll feel very, very bad. At least with my heart, I think, I regard that amal as bad, not the person as bad, and we make dua in our hearts. Oh Allah, give him hidayat. That's with the heart. So my brothers, if we don't do that, we are guilty, equally guilty. We are equally guilty. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You must make amr بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and join what is right. وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُكَرِ. Look at this. Look at the emphasis. Double emphasis in one word. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ وَلَا نُونَ مُشَدَّدْ. لَ is for emphasis. تمہیں ضرور ضرور یہ کرنا ہے. لوگوں کو اچھی باتوں کا حکم دینا ہے. وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You must definitely stop the people from doing wrong. أَوْ لَيُوشَكَنَّ اللَّهُ. Oh, there's a great possibility that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send down adab upon you, iqaban minho, special type of adab, minho. And after that you will make dua to Allah. And Allah will not listen to your dua and He will not accept your dua. See what's happening in other parts of the world. It's in front of us. We know what's happening. Our ladies got the cookbooks. I want Palestinian food, this food, that food, that food today. The same Look at that. Manabbeh wahan par. Their whole houses, they also had once, a few years ago, they had beautiful homes, beautiful palace, big, big homes, nice houses, money, food, everything. So my brothers, yeah, in this country, Allah has given us so much ni'mats. There are certain wrongs in our society, and we need to leave and abandon those wrong things. Amongst them, one is what? One is this. That luxuries. We are in so much luxuries. At meal times, we can't make do with one meal, with one dish. Three dishes on our table. Ye cheez Allah ko pasand nahi hai. We must bring down our standards. We must bring simplicity in our lives. Very important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tu'adatu minal iman. Simplicity is from iman. Simplicity is from iman. If a person is not simple in his living, in his dressing, and in his house, and in beautifying his house, and the food that we eat, different type. Goshna vagarto, our meal is not done. We must have meat. Today our children don't even eat vegetables. They don't even eat dal. And then mommy cooks here in the house, she cooks chicken or whatever it is. That also is not good. Buy for me pizzas from outside. Luxuries, my brothers. Yeah? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was saying al-wida'atu, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was going to where? To Yemen. He said, Mu'az, iyaka wa tana'um. Stay away from tana'um. From luxuries, from extravagance, from lavishness, stay away from it. Inna ibadullahi aw kama qala la yatana'amun. Those who are the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they don't get involved in this luxuries. Luxuries is another thing. We need to go get away from that. Bring simplicity in our lives. That's one thing. Namazes, my brothers. Our masjids are empty. Not even 10%. In 1, 2, 5, 3 masjids, if it's happening in any place, it doesn't mean in a whole country is happening. There isn't even 10% of our community, our people here, Muslims, in our country that are performing salah. Tell the youngsters, why namaz paro? It's too cold. No, it's too cold. I can't go to the masjid. But I read my namaz. I read it in the house. I read it in the house. Why? Look at this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, inni ahummu bi ahli al-ardi adhaban, fanazartu ila ummari buyuti, or kama qal, wal mutahabbuna fiyya, three things, wal mustaghfirina bil ashar, saraftu anhum. What does it mean? Hadith al-Qudsi. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I intend to send adab on the people of the earth. But then when I see those people who make the masjid abad, and then I see those people who love one another for my sake, for the sake of Allah, today we don't even love one another. We don't even say salam. Salam is also so difficult for us today. We don't even make salam, my brothers. Afshus salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who doesn't make salam is stingy. And the person who makes salam first, he is free from pride. And the person who makes salam first, he's closer to Allah than the person who makes salam afterwards. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, two persons are coming to one another. Who must make salam first? He said, أَقْرَبُهُمِ لِلَّهِ أَوْلَاهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. The one who is closer to Allah. Why must I be closer to Allah? Bring, the pride must go out of our house, our hearts. So three things. عُمَّارُ بُيُوتِ. Those who make my houses, they make them abad. They enliven them. They go to the masjid. 5 times in the masjid, they read in the masjid. Number two, those who love one another for the pleasure of Allah. And the third one is very, very important. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Those who make istighfar morning time. any time, it can be the tahajjud time also, it can be after tahajjud time also, fajr time also. Mustaghfirina bil ashar. When I see these three things, then I turn away from them. I don't send the adab. Allah has given us the solution to all our problems, this fear that we got. Wallahi al-azim, if we become obedient servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we pass it on and I don't keep it to myself, Allah ta'ala's rahmat and Allah ta'ala's help and Allah ta'ala's madad will definitely come. It cannot happen we do the work of da'wah and tabliq and Allah's madad will never come. It can't happen. Allah ta'ala's promise, each and every promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is true, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills that promise. Never turn around upon his promises. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum. You help Allah, Allah will help. Usne kya shak hai? Jo aadmi usko nahi manta, and a person doesn't accept this, wo fasiq hai, in the words of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi. Once, certain jamaat came back. So Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi said, who is this jamaat? He said, these are all the business people's jamaat that has come back. So Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi said to the people, aap dekhenge, kaisi Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala is going to give them barakat in their rozi. Or jo nahi manta hai, wo fasiq hai. The one who doesn't believe it is fasiq. Although we must not go with that niyat that I must go in jamaat so that I can, Allah Ta'ala can give me barakat. Allah, barakat will come. We go in jamaat to go and make our own islah number one, and also encourage other people also to do their islah and fulfill the commands of Allah and stay away from haram. So, and another ayat of Allah of the Quran Kareem. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Again, emphasis, double emphasis. Zarur. Two times. Allah Ta'ala will definitely help those people who help Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is qawi, Allah is strong, and is mighty. Then we must read the other ayah that follows it. There is an ishara in that, if that who are those people who will help Allah Ta'ala? Alladina immakkannahum fil ardi. Those people that when we establish them on the land, how we are established here. South African Muslim Indian community from 200, 300 years, how Allah established us. What do they do when Allah establishes them? Aqamu salata. They establish salah. Wa atawu zakata. And they give zakat. And what else? Wa amaru bil ma'ruf. And they command people to do good. Wa nahaw anil munkar. And they stop and prevent people from doing wrong. Walillahi aqibatul umur. The result is with Allah. The outcome of all that rests with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh my brothers, this is what the cry of the elders are. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, we still got elders in our country. People that are worrying. They are in jamaat. They are walking jamaat. Elderly people, they are walking for mine and your safety and the safety of the ummah. They are people like that. We still got elder ulama also, mashallah. We got senior ulamas in our country also. Mullah Abdullah Neet Sahib is there. Rizaul Haq Sahib is there. Mullah Shabir Sahib is there. And other ulama also. My brothers, the work of Dawat and Tabligh is the responsibility of each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alim or no alim. Kuntum. Yani kaya, oh yahal ayyuhal ulama. Unni ulama. Ye sirf ulama ka kaam nahi hai. Haan, ulama ki zimmedari zyada hai. The responsibility is more than an ordinary person. But every person can become a da'i. You don't have to have a lot of ilm. Even if a person is not learned, he knows namaz is first. You don't have to have in-depth knowledge, but you know that not reading namaz is nearly like kufr. The difference between a person who is a Muslim and a non-Muslim is the reading of namaz. Reading namaz, and a person who hasn't got salat in his life, he's got no share in Islam. It's just like doing kufr. Although he doesn't become a kafir naturally. So everybody knows that. Everybody knows stealing is haram. Buying backdoor goods is haram. Everybody knows. You don't have to have a lot of ilm for that. Every Muslim knows that. So these things, we was going to tell the people. Everybody knows. Stealing is haram. Zina is haram. Hasad is haram. Ghibat is haram. You sab jante hain. Uske liye, main aap se bahut appeal karta hoon, dil se. If you can't go out for 40 days, 4 months, not a problem. 3 days? Inshallah, 3 days is not difficult. If you can't go out for 3 days also, you are mazur, for whatever reason. Then the fikr that is taking place, mashallah, in practically in most of the masjids in South Africa, the fikr is taking place. Sit with those fikr. Just for the fikr. Inshallah, Al-Aziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us a great rewards for that also, and we will also be included amongst those people who are doing Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, look at that. And inshallah, Allah will make our hashar also with those people. میری بھی یہی خواہش ہے. میں تو کوئی بڑا تبلیغی بلی نہیں, بس ان لوگوں سے میں محبت کرتا ہوں, ان کے ساتھ نکلتا ہوں تاکہ اللہ تعالی ہمیں ان کے زمرے کے اندر, اللہ پر رسول سو وہ دیس مرسی انکلوڈز اس ان دے کمپنی اینڈ ان دے گروپ. اللہ تعالی انکلوڈز اس ان دے. انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے ون پرسن کیم ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, when will Qiyamah come? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pucha, ke aapne iske liye kya tayyari ki? What preparations you made? Ya Rasulullah, I didn't make any preparation, but I only know one thing, that I like Allah, I love Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Al-mar'u, a man will be with him whom he loves. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, we never got so happy as we got on that day when Rasulullah said these words. Then he said these words, I love Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and I love Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so that I can be with them, although I could not do what they did. So if we can't do certain things, at least the people that are doing, look at them with admiration. Don't look at them that they are like this, and they are youngsters that are coming, students that are coming, they talk however they want to. So don't look at it like that. They are out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are in the path of Allah ta'ala. So look at them with admiration. Inshallah, through the barakat of that, make the khidmat wherever we can make the khidmat. Don't talk bad about the work. There's a lot of mistakes in everything. Every person got mistakes. Every organization got some. Every human being, hey, no human being is perfect. So you find mistakes also there. So inshallah, hum karenge. So come as come. اور جو یہ کام کرتا ہے, look at him with admiration and make dua, oh Allah, he is good deeds, ya Allah, make me also like him, ya Allah, oh Allah, include me also, and I love him, ya Allah, make and include me in his type of people on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah, اس سے بھی بہت کام چلے گا انشاءاللہ. Make dua for the work. This is the work. This work is our protection, my brothers, is our protection, is the protection of the ummah, is in this work. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Allah, مجھے بھی توفیق عطا فرمے, آپ کو بھی توفیق عطا فرمے, مجھے بھی ہدایت عطا فرمے, آپ کو بھی ہدایت فرمے. جزاكم اللہ وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمين. سبحان اللہ وبحمده, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كل ما ذكره الذاكرون. اللهم صل على محمد كل ما غفلنا عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعل اللهم اهدنا الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدنا الناس جميعا. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. اللهم اجعلنا من المفلحين. اللهم اجعلنا هادي المهتدين غير الضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله على خير خلق محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. زعل وقل لي اياك, معاف كيجي.